All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome. Hey, did I say gentlemen? I think it's a fun note to start it anyway. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of the Daily G podcast. Today is the 9th of March, and yesterday was International Women's Day. I was happy to host Ifwa Stans. We talked about a few wonderful things. And continuing in that same spirit, I feel the women should be celebrated. I mean, come on. In fact, it should have been a women's week, actually, in my opinion. It's my humble opinion anyway. So, as much as I own this podcast, I feel that it was just right to bring in women again to this show and for us to have a tete-a-tete. Okay, all right. And so today is Friday. Just relax and enjoy the show. Now, today I'm very privileged to have with me in the Daily G Studios, if I should put it that way. Yes, and before I even introduce them, we are doing two things at the same time. We're also doing the Daily G vlog. So, those watching on video, they can already see my guests. My guests will introduce themselves. I have sitting on my left.
Okay, so that's Debbie.
Oh, introduce yourself.
Yeah, I want to introduce Debbie.
You want to introduce me?
Okay, I'm Prislerica Gambra.
Okay.
A fashion designer and an entrepreneur.
All right.
Prisla.
All right, Prisla. All right, and I have on my right.
Hey, it's Sister Derby.
All right, Debbie, tell my listeners and my viewers what you do. What do you do?
Hi, everyone. This is Sister Derby.
Okay.
I like people to call me Efia Owusu. I like that name very much. It's my name, yeah.
Okay.
I'm an account executive by day. And on the side, I sell fabrics by midday. My fabric is called House of Fabrics.
Yeah. Okay, all right. So, ladies, wonderful to have you on this show.
Thank you.
Yesterday was International Women's Day, like I said, and my focus was trying to pick the minds of women, how they feel about the day, what it means to them. Yesterday we talked a lot more about that, but I don't want to go back, but just to set the conversation rolling, I would like to ask you, Prisla, first.
Okay.
What does the International Women's Day mean to you and mean to women?
Okay. Personally, I think International Women's Day is a very, very brilliant, I don't know if it's an idea or a very brilliant day to celebrate, because of course, women are not most important, but very important to the entire world. And I think it's very significant because it gives women the chance to actually bring out or bring to light what they've been doing and challenge other women to be better.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's a special day for that, and it encourages that as well.
All right, Debbie, in your view, what are some of the challenges women face that really makes us really want to really look at the whole concept of how we value women, how we treat women, and how we relate to women in general?
Oh, okay. Some of the challenges women face. I think, as a worker, I think most of the first challenge I identify is employment.
Okay.
And especially, and when it comes to promotions as well, because I know that when it comes to maybe a managerial position, they would like to pick a guy over a lady because she has kids, she will not have time.
Okay.
But I think the world is evolving. I'm hoping that the men will also, or our perception will also evolve. That what a man can do, like they say, a woman can do better.
Definitely.
So one of the challenges I know is employment. Even when they're supposed to, you have the qualification, because you're a woman, they'll not give it to you because we might come back. We always have issues. They say women have issues. If it's not cramps, you're having a baby, or have to go on maternity leave. That's one big challenge I know women face. And then the respect too is also a challenge. Like, give women the respect that they deserve.
All right, great. And so we are continuing off from where we left off yesterday. Today, I really want to delve into the lives of women. That's why I brought these two lovely ladies into the studio today. I want to find out the things that make them happy, what makes women feel loved, what makes women, you know, happy in general. So I'll start with Priscilla. Priscilla, is it okay if I start with you?
Yeah, it's fine. I'm good.
Priscilla, what is your ambition in life? What you wake up in the morning and it's your heartbeat? What do you want to achieve in life as a woman?
Very, 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 very deep question.
Yeah, I know, right?
Okay. So when I wake up in the morning, my thoughts are driven towards, and I see making a living,
okay,
or making, trying to make myself something good,
okay,
in terms of profits, like mm-hmm. Doing something that will enhance my life tomorrow.
Okay.
Personally, I don't know if you see me, like to chill,
mm-hmm.
like to go places, I like to visit new. Chill. I don't want to put it chill. I'm an adventurous person,
okay,
so I'd rather spend my time getting to know places, traveling mm-hmm. around. And trust me, that doesn't come easy. That comes to a lot of cost. Wow. So when I wake up in the morning, my focus is on how to make my life better, how to make myself some more money, how to make myself more relevant in society.
Mm-hmm.
So that drives me throughout the day to come out to be something greater. Yeah. So
okay,
that pushes my actions every day.
Wow, Sister Derby.
Yay!
Derby. What about you? What inspires you? What motivates you? What is your dream? What's always on your heart?
For me, it's all about, should I say, making people happy.
Wow.
Because I feel like if somebody is happy, I'll be happy.
Okay.
If my sister is not complaining about something, she's okay, then I'm also okay because she doesn't have to nag me.
Wow.
If I come to work and my colleague is fine, mm-hmm. then I'm also fine because positive vibe everywhere.
Yeah, okay.
So that's one thing I always wake up, make sure that the world is a better place. When you wake up and you hear bad news,
mm-hmm.
it makes you feel bad. Okay. But when you wake up and it's always positive, it's good for me.
Okay.
So when I wake up in the morning, last year I had a theme for the year personally.
Okay.
It was like, when happiness is shared, it doubles.
Mm-hmm.
Because now it's just two people and then it translates. It translates from one person to the other. So
nice.
I believe that if everybody around you is happy,
mm-hmm.
you also be happy, because you cannot be happy alone. You have to share happiness with someone.
Yeah.
So especially if you receive that happiness, then it's just going to be you alone. Yeah.
I think that's fantastic.
Yeah.
Now, Debbie, tell me, in your life, I don't know how old you are and I don't want you to tell me, but when you look back, what are some of, can you mention like 2-3 challenging moments you went through and how you were able to come through? I mean, you went through a very difficult situation. How you were able to pull through that situation? That it's on your mind that so much that you'll never forget.
I think I'll start with uni.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Going through school, coming, choosing a course.
Yeah.
Choosing a course, and then you are wondering if you made the right choice. Then mm-hmm. sometimes the lectures are so, for instance, so I wanted to be a psychologist when I was in GHS.
Okay.
But my teachers told me that I'm not good in science, so I should go with the arts, because that's when, so fine, I went for the arts. And I fell in love with literature. So when I was going to the university, I realized that there was psychology and English is the option. I picked them, and
mm-hmm.
thankfully I got a chance in University of Ghana.
Okay.
So I did English psychology, but then when I started the psychology, it was interesting level 100, then level 200, after level 200, 300, it became boring. I realized the class was too big, but English was small.
Mm-hmm.
And then so I was like, something I really have passion in, but then I'm not excelling. Mm-hmm. So I think I decided, am I going to drop psychology or continue with it? But then I wanted to do both. So a friend advised me. So I met this friend of mine who was tutoring me on the side.
Okay.
And thankfully, I was able to overcome it and get my grades up.
All right.
And then second, national service.
Whoa.
I think national service is one of the things I took for granted.
Okay.
Was the way, if my colleague, my friends would be like, we are paying someone to get us connection, like, mm-hmm. Won't you do anything? I was like, national service to wherever they'll post me, I'll go.
Mm-hmm.
So when my sister is a year ahead of me, so she has explained the national service for her, and she was like, hey, if they post you at Navrongo, you So then I don't even know what happened. I think it was my mother or something. She got involved. I don't even know. When I came, they said I've got Coca-Cola. I went to Coca-Cola. This person should come and do aptitude tests. At aptitude tests, they come and do interview. My colleagues have started national service, mm-hmm. and I was at home. I started national service in November. So you can imagine when the results came out in August.
Yeah.
And then they were like, Coca-Cola, they pick people who parents or they have links in there. I was like, ah, so I'm going to wait 3 months and then read. I couldn't sleep. I was scared. I've done my aptitude test. I've passed. I've moved to interview level. They said they'll call us. You call them, say, hold on, they'll call you. I was just there. I thought I'd even given up. And then they called me and said I should come for my letter on Monday or something. And I'm starting. So that was one big break thing. Then when you're about to finish NASA, they said employment. I was like, I told God that, God, right now, credit. Who buy credits from me? Who do this for me? You need to dress up. You need to, you know, those kind of things. So I told God that you should just help me get a job or something. Even not something small too. So that headache, that thing too became a headache. But then, thankfully, I got a job. I started working. It was very challenging. But then I picked up and here I am.
Wow. Wow. Yeah. Very, very interesting story. Yeah. So you feel that these things that you've gone to, how have they shaped you as internally, your will, your drive to succeed? How do you think that has impacted you?
It has taught me a big lesson, because one, I used to take things for granted. I'm like, if so far as you're living a good life, you're not stealing, you're not gossiping, I think things should work for you. After you're living the good life. But then I realized that you have to work hard for certain things. You have to follow up. But for instance, this Coca-Cola thing, I was just at home and my mom was like, go there, you have to push, go and ask them. Then I'm like, I'm best friend me. But then I went there, then I was like, please help. I went like this friend of mine too, he got a posting at airport. He went there every day. How when he got there, the reception like, hey,
thank you. They got to know him.
Yeah. So I learned that you have to push. When I said NA and I was down, like people are backbiting, like those stuff. But then you be like, ah, should you just relax? But then you have to work hard. You have to win. So I learned that you need to, if you don't push, this will not be there. It will not come to you. You have to push. You have to fight for what you want.
Yeah. Right. That's a very wonderful story from Derby. I think that was awesome. Now Priscilla, tell me, from when your eyes open, I mean a little direct English to Cree translation, we need tea, you know, from as young as we need tea until now, what do you think has really kept you going till now? I mean, you've been through a lot, I believe, but what do you think is one thing that has really kept you going and going and going till now?
Okay, I've been through a lot in life. You know, I'm very young. I've been through a whole lot. I have five siblings, two parents, all living in one house.
Okay.
So I think what's really kept me going is trying to make an impact in a society or in a group of many people.
Okay.
Yes, being relevant. I wasn't the oldest sibling, so trying to get your point across is quite difficult, because I've got like three older siblings. So if you're that young, I mean, nobody wants to listen to you. Everybody has an opinion. The older people have an opinion. So I realized that in order to become relevant to them or to wherever I belong to, I really needed to mature and come up with brilliant ideas for things, contribute and show that I at least I'm thinking about something. So that's one thing that has kept me moving. It's it's challenged me to move out of my comfort zone and not hide myself when I'm in a new place or I miss bigger people in a sense of status or even age.
Okay.
I think
that's nice. One question to what you said, let me ask you, in the eyes of your parents now, or even in the eyes of your peers, people around you, not that you are living to please them, but do you feel that you have lived to the expectation of your parents? Because parents do have expectations for their kids.
Yeah, they do.
And living from, I mean, probably JSS, SS till now, going to university, working till now, do you feel that your parents, in their minds, their hearts are at peace as to how you've grown and become as a woman?
Yeah, as a woman, definitely. I know my parents are really, really proud of me. They might not be proud of me in every angle, like my choice of subject to study in the university.
Tell me about that.
My parents always wanted me to be a lawyer and still want me to be a lawyer. It's not, it's for me, I think it's not even too late to accomplish that dream. But I've always had the leaning towards international relations and branding.
Okay.
So for service, I was actually posted to civil aviation, which was a bit towards international relations, right, based on the department they're going to put me in. Okay. And I'd done previous works too with the High Commission, so I was moving towards that direction till service.
Okay.
So I started reading about branding, how to impact brands and all that, and I wanted to move into branding. So I applied to do my service at Millward Brown instead.
Okay.
And my parents were a bit skeptical when the thing came in. I had civil aviation and mm-hmm. I was still pressing for Millward Brown. They didn't understand that, but they still supported my dreams okay. of doing that. And today I'm here, and I think I'm still building up that. But as a woman, I think my parents are really proud of how I turned out. At least I'm responsible.
Let me ask the two of you. That's nice. Let me ask the two of you. When you are going against opposition, mm-hmm. in this case, if it's against your parents, probably against authority, how are you able to go make your way around? Because it's very difficult when, for instance, your parents want you to do this.
Mm-hmm.
How are you able to try to convince them that this is the way I want to go, this is the path I want to choose? Debbie?
Okay, my dad, for instance, he has never been the parent that will tell you what to do.
Okay.
Like, he will be there to guide you, but he'll not say, I want you to be this, so be this.
Mm-hmm.
But then he'll support what you want to do. So he asks you, what do you want? But then after uni, my sister told me, he said he wanted me to go into politics. So he wants me to study law. I should go and check out law firms. I'm like, nah, man.
Not you.
law is not for me, but... But then, if you want to go around, my mom is very persuasive, yeah. As for her, dear, I don't know. For my mother, you have to convince her. For example, when I started NA,
mm-hmm.
she didn't even know. She sees ads all the time, but she doesn't know that there are people behind.
My daughter is going to work on Facebook.
I know, right? And then we close this. Okay, I say, you are being crying. I advertise them. I'm so poor lady. Jai. Now I cry. So I had to convince her, and then let's say you have to tell them, explain to them in her own way what we do, the importance of what you do. So when she got to know about it, she's like, hey, that been over at me. Say, Mama, me, I'm behind the scenes all the time.
Wow.
But this is what we do. And then you tell her that these are some of the things you're doing. Let her know what you are doing.
Mm-hmm.
Let them understand and what it means to you.
Okay.
Convince them. Because sometimes they don't know. And mm-hmm. ignorance can push your parents to, like, say, stop
it's
this.
True.
Stuff. Yeah.
True.
So let them know what you do. Let them really understand and why you are passionate about it.
And
then get them involved.
Because
yeah. sometimes
yeah.
I show them some of the things we do here.
Wow.
And then when she's like, oh, okay, when I'm here, okay, I get it. Yeah. That's
nice.
Yeah.
Bisla.
Okay. For me, I think most of the time when it's happened that my parents want me to do something else, I try doing both at the same time. And it's either I do both at the same time with their permission, or I just go ahead and do it without their permission. And eventually, especially if I know, I believe in what I'm trying to mm-hmm. do, they come around.
They come around.
I wanted to start fashion school, and I didn't want any form of opposition. I know my sister loved fashion. She liked to sew. She could sew a whole dress with her, a needle and a thread. But I didn't even seek her opinion, because I didn't want her to bring up, do you have money to do it? Do you have the time? So I just went. I wasn't even prepared. And I just went and I did it. My parents have been so supportive. They didn't think their law dreams would just divert into fashion. Yes. So.
Wow.
I think I just go in for it and they come along.
Wonderful. Yeah. Now, in ending this very Q&A session, I want to ask you ladies, you are no longer young girls. I mean, not small girls. You are ladies. You are mature ladies.
Yeah.
And one thing I believe in is that yesterday I was talking with Ifwa, and I was saying that, I was telling her that I believe that the people to inspire women are women. Women can inspire women better than anybody else. And so let me ask you girls, what do you feel women can do more to inspire the younger generation or younger women? What do you feel the older generation can do to bring up up and coming women in the right way, to believe in their dreams, to do bigger and greater things? Because sometimes, well, let me leave it at that and let you guys answer that question.
Okay.
Who's that?
Sister Derby.
Sister Derby.
Okay. So what can we, the women, do to inspire others? One lady I admire so much is Yvonne Nelson. It will come as a surprise, yes. Why Yvonne Nelson? But then...
Is it surprising, George?
So Yvonne Nelson, she's, when she started her movie career and everything, she seemed to... I was like, this girl, she's too knowing, Papa. Like, I said... But then when she took up, when she became famous, and she was a bit, should I say, notorious, she was even suspended from the Ghana movie industry. But when she came back, this Doomsday thing, the way she turned things around, like,
oh yeah, she led that much. Yeah.
I was like, that is powerful. So I believe that as a woman, or even as a human being, when you get the platform, look at where Yvonne Nelson is now, like in Ghana, Nigeria, Africa, globally. She has a platform, and she used that platform influence society, to make an impact. So I believe that as a lady or as a woman, if you get to a point where you have the power, use it, make a positive impact. There's this gold is it gold cast something? They're on Facebook. I see their video somewhere. The lady was like, she was seeing an ad, and she felt like, they said the ad was towards, I think their target were housewives, and that housewives need this particular soap, something, something. But she was like, nah, it's like, you're speaking against women. Like, women are the only ones who do the washing. So she said she was very young. She wrote a letter to the agent, to the company, and said, this thing is speaking against women. And then she realized that they canceled the ad, and then they shot a new one. But she was like, so me, a six-year-old girl, has made an impact. That means... We have the voice. So she said to every woman out there, know that you have a voice. So the moment you know that you have a voice and you have the influence, I think you should make an impact. That's what I believe. If you have the chance, spread it. Don't be selfish, don't keep it to yourself. Just make an impact.
Amazing.
I think how other women can influence or help other women is by complimenting them and involving them in activities. Women love to be told beautiful things, and every woman is beautiful regardless of what she's wearing, regardless of what she's actually doing. She has something good in her. So I think if you can, you can compliment your sister, you can compliment a friend every day, it makes the person a better place, and the more better people there are in the world, the more better the world is. And also I won't say, as women, we should also try and lift other women by not only associating ourselves with women who've made it, because you can, great minds think alike, and there's always strength in numbers. So the person might not be able to articulate those ideas very well, but if she gets a bigger sister or a bigger person, an older person, to help, like to help her bring out those ideas, it will make the world a greater place. I think,
super, these women are brilliant. I mean, it's fantastic. I've enjoyed having them with me here today. I wish we could go on and on and on.
Yeah,
I still have so many questions, but we don't have so much time, so I'll just go quickly. I have a surprise for them. Today is Friday. They didn't, I don't think I would want them to leave without something. So they are going to do something for me. All right, so ladies, you're going to do a little activity for me today.
Okay,
we are going to be doing Akan proverbs. All right, so what's going to happen is that I'm going to say the proverb in tree, and I want the translation in English. I want the translation in English.
Direct translation.
I want the direct translation in English.
Direct translation or what is?
I don't want you to try to give me a short meaning. What? No, I just give you direct. What does this mean in English? So, I'll start from Debbie.
Okay. Why me?
Debbie, Okoto Enwanoma.
A crab doesn't give birth to a bird.
Crab doesn't give. Is that right? Is that the sound right?
Okoto Enwanoma. A crab doesn't give birth to a bird.
Okay, I think Debbie has it. All right, so let's give Debbie a hand. Okay, so Priscilla, Ufu dua pa any piano. Direct English translation. Ufu dua pa any piano.
When you climb a good tree, we push you when you climb a good tree.
Are you not
trying to make meaning, make sense out of it? Give it
when you climb a good tree. Ufu dua pa.
Ufu dua pa.
That's when we push you.
Okay.
That's supposed to be the
translation.
Okay, I think. Okay, so Debbie, back to Debbie. Abofra abofra bonwa onwa chichi de. Direct English translation.
Hey, abofra bonwa onwa chichi.
The first one was easy, so you girls got it. So next one.
Abofra bonwa onwa chichi de.
Yes.
A child beats snail, not tortoise.
I think she has it. Okay. Okay, so who is next? Priscilla.
Yeah.
Okay, Priscilla, now. Humanisuma means in a chimney.
I like
that. Humanisuma direct English translation. Go.
This is verb. Humanisuma me.
Really, George?
Don't use a shot.
My eyes for me, that's why.
I'm happy to die.
That's why, too.
It's in a dream, you know, now. A dream.
That's a dream.
A dream is what? What is a dream?
Fox or what?
Okay. A dream is dear. So, blow my. Should I answer?
Blow my eyes for me, that's why.
Two DS.
Okay, two DS.
Work together.
Okay. Last set of questions. Abwebi bekawa no free untumu. So I think this one is very easy.
Yeah.
So,
if an animal will bite you, then it's from your own cloth.
Yeah.
Okay, that's pretty easy. So all right. So Priscilla, I think yours is the next one coming. Should be easy. It's very easy. Anuma into a wada.
If a bear isn't flying, it's sleeping or lying down.
Yeah, the bed.
Obuada. It's obuada.
Is it the bed? Obuada.
Yes. Oh, so clown himself and slept. Yeah.
That's funny. All right, the last set of questions.
Okay.
All right, let me see what I have here. Okay, all right, so that's very funny. Okay, so Debbie, this is your last question. Agrobeswa if you are not pa. Agrobeswa if you are not pa.
If something exciting will start. No, if
agrobeswa, what is beswa in English?
Start
agrobeswa.
If a game will hype.
If
I get more high, then it starts in the morning.
Okay. All right, so Priscilla, this is your last question. Quatre kwase obema ontumu ati ni bingi. Priscilla, quatre kwase obema ontumu ati ni bingi.
When somebody who doesn't have sense, you give you something.
No, it's quatre kwase. I want the meaning of quatre kwase in...
When a poor man says you give me something,
is quite a poor man?
I don't know.
Mister, nobody says you give me something. Listen to this. Yeah.
All right, ladies, clap for yourself. Yay! Hand of applause. I'm really excited you ladies were able to join me today.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
In the Daily G Studios. I think that we should do this again.
Surely, we should be here every week.
I feel I didn't exhaust my questions. There were so many questions I wanted to ask you girls. And I feel because of time, we had to bring the curtains down. But definitely, we are going to do this again.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for coming. I've had a very wonderful time. I've really enjoyed myself. And I hope and I know my listeners have enjoyed themselves listening to you girls. So... peace out. You want to say something final words?
I want to say shout out to my fans.
Whoa,
my sister fans. Angel.
Derby's fans. Yeah.
Sister Derby's fans.
My sister Angel, yeah. my mom, and all my girlfriends out there. I love you guys.
And happy Women's Day to all women listening to us.
Yes. All right, Priscilla, that's your last shout out.
That's all right.
So, thank you for listening to another episode of the Daily G podcast. I've been your host, George Wilkinson. Tune in another time for another exciting episode. I'm out. We are out.
Out. Debbie. Bye.
Wakanda.
Wakanda forever.
'The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.